Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
G is for the growth mindset. So what does that mean? Well, the opposite of growth is being stagnant. And that may sound like to some that it's obvious you want to have a growth mindset, but also it may feel like we're trying to make a dig at other people. And that's not necessarily the case. The reality is in some industries and in some businesses you go into, you learn your craft, you perfect it, and you come to a certain level of expertise and knowledge, and you don't have to aggressively pursue continuous learning. But those days are actually in the past, not just for industries that I've been mainly exposed to that fall under that STEM umbrella. You've heard me maybe talk about science, technology, engineering, math, even if we talk about even in education, medicine, those types of industries, you have to be continuously learning. Well, the fact of the matter is that every industry is now impacted and a part of technology. And by way of being a part of technology, using technology, applying it, whether you're doing it or your competitors are doing it, you're being drawn in. And technology, the beautiful thing about technology, the way it's applied and used, and now some of the advanced features that everybody's buzzing about, artificial intelligence, those aspects are causing industries to innovate and move faster and faster and faster. And what that means that anyone in those industries touched by technology, touched by engineering, touched by artificial intelligence, you've got to speed up. And I dare say, even down to hairdressers, so much of their world is now touched by technology. Their customers booking their appointments online and taking payments via all the different cash apps and Venmos and the various different ones. And then there's the social media, and when you advertise, you're not going out just handing out flyers or handing out business cards. So sometimes your industry gets impacted whether or not it in general falls under that label of STEM. And so we're in an age of innovation. We're in an age of information, and we're in an age of automation. And so things are changing faster and faster. They're speeding up almost. And with that, you've got to stay on top of things. And you have to expose yourself and read up on and keep track of things. And it's not optional. It's now just a matter of doing business. It's the cost of doing business. You cannot try to hold on to the past and just think that, oh, I'll just hand out flyers or I'll hand out business cards. People nowadays even won't even accept business cards. I had someone say, you know, just point your phone to my phone and we'll just share information. She's like, I don't want a business card. I'll lose it. I won't use it. So sometimes it's your customer or your industry that just forces you to get up to speed, keep up to speed, or you're going to lose them and you're definitely not going to grow. So with that said, the growth mindset is to embrace and embrace in an exciting way continuous learning, that there's always something you can learn. You never plateau, never rest and never relax, especially if you're an entrepreneur, a business owner, a future mogul or whatever you seek to be, whether it's to stay big or small. Always keep your eyes and ears open and know that it may not come in the form of what your specialty is. It may come in the form of how you market things, how you sell things, how you get new customers, how you expand, and how you retain customers. Those are the things that you've got to keep your eyes and ears open. You may be the expert at the top of your game in your particular expertise. And if so, good. You don't need to take any more classes. Where you do need to take classes is in marketing, public relations, computer science even. Learn a little bit about how your website works. A social media marketing class. Those are the classes you should be taking. So step outside of your comfort zone and know that you're not trying to get a degree in those areas. If you retain one third of what they're talking about, at the end of the day, you'll be able to apply it when people are talking or things are swirling. You'll be able to pick up on some of what is going on and the world around you. So keep that in mind. Use it. Keep me posted. Stay in touch. Thank you for listening. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye for now.